This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Ronald Reagan inspired many Americans to get involved in politics, regardless of their ideology or party affiliation. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with two such politicians. Paul Begala is a Democrat who served as a counselor to President Clinton and is now a political strategist. Dana Rohrabacher is a Republican congressman. Before that, he was a speechwriter for President Reagan, and before that, he was a teenaged Reagan volunteer.
Well, I was the first chairman of youth for Reagan when he ran for governor the very first time for the high schools of Los Angeles County. And we had in my own high school about 100 kids were passing out all sorts of campaign literature for him. And he inspired people to be activists. He was himself an activist, and he inspired people on the conservative side of the spectrum. And I imagine on the other side of the spectrum, he inspired the activists as well.
Huh. What years would this have been, not to give away your age?
1966.
Okay, so there you are in high school being energized.
I was in high school when we started Youth for Reagan, and then the next year I was a freshman in a junior college there.
Uh-huh. Paul Begala, are you 40 years old yet?
I am 40.
You've always been interested in politics, and I wonder what or anything about Ronald Reagan made you want to get into politics.
Well, I mean, as Congressman Rohrabacher pointed out, part of a great leader is driving your opponents absolutely batty. President Roosevelt did that. I think in his own way, President Clinton did it. Well, President Reagan certainly did that as well. I grew up in one of the most conservative towns in America, in Sugar Land, Texas, where our congressman today is Tom DeLay. And he represents Sugar Land far better than I would, believe me. He represents the values in the conservative tradition of that town. And yet I came out of that and started college about the time Ronald Reagan was running for president. And he had sort of the opposite effect on me. I'd grown up in this conservative town and sort of been interested in politics, but kind of accepted the general, very conservative view in my town. And I got to college at about when Reagan was running for president, and there was this enormous new energy on both sides of the spectrum, and it just actually it seemed to polarize me more into political activism, but on the other side of the aisle.
And where were you in college? Some pointy-headed liberal place on the East Coast?
No, the University of Texas at Austin. In fact, Ronald Reagan had one of his biggest rallies of the campaign on my campus. But it was a couple.
I was there.
You were there then.
I was Reagan's assistant press secretary by that time.
Yeah, I was there, but not in support, I have to say.
So, but how could you resist, Paul Begala, this incredibly seductive message? First of all, an enormously energetic man, as the congressman has pointed out, with a clear vision and ideology, not afraid to mince his words. How could you, given your background, resist that?
Well, I did. I found it very compelling, and I particularly liked the fact that he was reclaiming flag and patriotism and God. It just seemed to me that that wasn't the exclusive province of conservatives.
But back to Reagan on the campaign trail. We forget, because our images of him come from the most recent years, what an energetic, physically vibrant guy he was. And
well,
you must have seen that campaign.
Well, it was more than that. I mean, both in 70 and in 80, here was a man who was much older, and I was exhausted in 1976. And then in the last 3 or 4 months of the 80 campaign, my job, I had a tape recorder, and my job was to record every single word he said in public, especially in his speeches and radio or TV interviews, so that we would have a record of everything. Hmm. And if there was any problems, that I would then go to the staff and say, talk to him about this or that. I was exhausted, and I was a young man.
Yeah, and he was in his 60s, was he then?
Oh, he was in his 60s,
yeah.
And he was so energetic, mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. He was giving the speeches, which drains you. If you're ever giving a speech, you know that you're drained. And he'd give 5 or 6 speeches a day. We'd be dragging, and he'd still be going.
Mm-hmm. Paul Begala, you once famously said that politics is show business for ugly people. Ronald Reagan makes a liar out of you. He was an extremely handsome, attractive man.
Boy, was he. Yeah. And you look back at those old pictures of him in his gubernatorial days and then his early days campaigning for the presidency. Maybe John Kennedy could hold a candle to him. But other than that, he was quite literally the movie star president. That presence combined with, I think, this very deep, genuine adoration for America, this really strong reverence that he had, that I do think had been lost in the popular culture and in politics, was very, very compelling. Look, I went to school on that. When I went to work for Bill Clinton, I was very much looking for a guy with that kind of energy and that kind of really old-fashioned patriotic love for his country and love for the people. I do think some politicians are surprisingly shy in private, but love people in public. And Clinton had that Reagan ability to really engage a massive audience as if there was just two people talking.
Congressman Rohrabacher, what did you learn about leadership and the essence of it and what was vital for it from Ronald Reagan?
Reagan never spoke ill of other people. Reagan also believed that leadership was inspiring people, and that's why when he talked about America, as Paul has said, he talked about it in a way that would inspire people to make America a better country. Mm-hmm. There are people who talk about America in negative ways. That's not what Reagan did. Reagan made it popular for everybody, liberals, conservatives, and everybody, to wave the flag again. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, before Reagan, that wasn't a popular thing mm-hmm. to do.
Paul Begala, can you answer that question, please, what you learned about leadership from Ronald Reagan? And let me focus it just a little bit more. What elements that he had did you find yourself, as you worked as a strategist to win the presidency for Bill Clinton, saying to yourself, Reagan did that, it would work for us?
I very self-consciously studied him to the extent of even sending Bill Clinton as a candidate a lengthy memo. I believe very strongly that a leader in our country must be an optimist, must be a patriot, and must in his bones feel like he's on the side of the people. And Ronald Reagan meets all three of those tests for me. He desperately believed that better days were ahead, and he carried that sunny optimism with him everywhere. He loved his country as much as any individual could, and that inspired love of country on both sides of the aisle. I fly the flag every single day, and I do it with pride as a liberal. It's my flag every bit as much as it was Ronald Reagan's. And third, although I never felt the policies matched up with it, he certainly was able to speak as if he was part of the broad middle class of America.
Congressman?
He led us out of a mental depression that we had. We led out of uncertainty and into a time of confidence, and he ended the Cold War. And I think his strategies ended the Cold War, and the Democrats did help in that, of course. But I think that I remember him on a personal level, that he was a man with a very, very good heart. And I've worked for other politicians, and I've been around politicians a lot in my life now, and some of them are phonies. And what you saw of Ronald Reagan when he was in front of people or in front of the camera was the same Ronald Reagan you dealt with every day when the camera was off. He just had a wonderful, good heart. He loved people, and he had a positive nature. What he had was a positive conservatism rather than the negative conservatism that many people know about. Mm-hmm. So I remember him as a very positive, loving person.
Thank you both so much. California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Democratic political strategist Paul Begala, helping us to remember Ronald Reagan. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.